Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We have the show that's bringing America one enslaved mind at a time. Welcome to this segment of the show. We are brought to you by the best survival food out there. And given the fact that the food supply is under attack, Bill Gates, the Saber Company, we could go on and on and on. Sunlight thinning, 18% less crop yield. I mean, the facts are indisputable. They've published them. They're going after our food. Do you not think that you need to have a reserve supply? Of course you do. And when you get it, hide it. My Patriot Supply is the best there is. They deliver on time. They have the best prices. They have the best sales. And they have 2,000 calories per day on the average servings. Lots of diversity in the food, so you don't get used to eating the same thing. And it tastes good. You can live on this and you'll be satisfied. Go to preparewithdave.com. That's preparewithdave.com. But you're going to like this, or not like this, but I think you're going to appreciate it. When I first started doing this work, I was really engaged in identifying constitutional abuses because my community of 300 families were the victims of Fifth Amendment property seizure attempts, denial of property rights without compensation, which constitutes a taking. And we were up against the forces of John McCain, international bankers, and so forth. And I said, this is going on in other areas too. So I really spent time identifying constitutional abuses. But then I started to discover things that were very disturbing. Legislation was being passed. Administrative procedures were being published that gave me concern that we were going to turn one day into a Nazi police state. With unsanctioned, illegal, unconstitutional detentions, probably ending up in massive executions. And we began to refer to this as FEMA camp policies. And I got labeled from being a constitutional defender to a conspiracy theorist. But I had the evidence. I published documents. I said, folks, why, if they didn't plan on doing this, would the wrong people get in charge one day? Why would they even bother publishing this? So I wanted to talk to you about one piece in particular. It's called FM 39.4. It's from Army Administrative Policies. It's out there, it's published, it's on my website. FM Field Manual 39.4. My good friend Doug Hagman and I were really among the first to publish this. And it was published, but it wasn't circulated. So a lot of people didn't know. And then we published stuff and they didn't want to believe it. And on the heels of it, it got really disturbing because we obtained work orders from DHS ordering cyanide gas from Brazil. This coincided with this administrative policies of FEMA detention camps, which I'll get to the details in a second. And cyanide gas. And then we came across stuff out of Georgia where they were for the federal government, it was like under disguise, importing guillotines. I kid you not, folks, these were all work orders that we published. They were from the Federal Register. And I sat back and I said, I don't think they can do it now. But I think they're preparing for mass genocide against uncooperative people. And then we had the clergy response team come into play. And I interviewed some of the early participants, the pastors that said, oh, no, this is not what you told me. And this is where they were to assist with people who were resisting arrest, going to FEMA camps, and they would try to talk them down. And then they would be in the camps with them to get them to try to assimilate and adjust as well as possible, but they weren't allowed to talk about God or the Bible, a pastor, right? And they called this the clergy response team. And I sat back, and one day it hit me. It was about 2012. And I said, okay, we've got all this stuff coming together, and it adds up to one thing. These are Nazi concentration camps they're talking about. And then, as I talked about in the last segment that we talked about with the medical martial law, this is one of the excuses they're going to use to do it. And they experimented with it. They did experimented in New Zealand with confinement. They experimented in Australia, the state of Washington. We published pictures of the facilities. We looked at Governor Inness's declarations about COVID, which were very, very in line with what I'm talking about. And then there was Executive Order 13603, which I'm not going to talk about here because I think it deserves its own coverage. And I have covered this no less than 33 times. I went and actually did a numerical count not too long ago. I've covered this 33 times since 2011. So that's a period of 13 years. And people still aren't getting it. The people that are behind this government, the criminal enterprise, the deep state, the organized mafia, if you will, they are planning to get rid of you. And this even goes back in time. Bill Ayers was exposed in an FBI sting in 1968, 1969 by a late friend of mine, Larry Grathwall, who I used to interview a lot. Larry was a hired FBI informant designed to infiltrate the Weatherman Underground. Remember that group from the Vietnam War? Everyone thought they were anti-Vietnam. That's not what they were about. They were about the communist takeover of this country. They were the sons and daughters of corporate executives. Bill Ayers, Tom Ayers was dad, head of Con Ed Electric in Illinois. These people were powerful. They were Ivy League graduates. They weren't hippies smoking pot, okay, protesting LBJ's Tet Offensive. Okay, that's not what they were doing. They were about the communist takeover of America. And Larry Grathwall had a very candid interview. In fact, it was published on my website. Larry asked Bill Ayers, and Bill Ayers thought he was just a cooperative person. Well, Bill, if you ever take over this country and you win, what will that look like? What will you do? And Bill Ayers answered, well, we'd have to build camps in the Southwest, and we'd probably have to incarcerate 50 million and probably do away with 25 million of those people. Larry Grathwall, and I know his daughter believes this, I believe this, Doug Hagman believes this. Larry Grathwall, we believe, was murdered because he started to talk about these things. Bill Ayers' father and Bill Ayers himself were behind the candidacy of Barack Obama to the state senate in Illinois, and they eventually launched him into the presidency. Jorah Pyle, sheriff of Maricopa County, retaliating against Obama's harassment of him, actually found Obama used to hang out at the Ayers house a lot. I won't go into all the details, but we covered it in depth, and it was all notarized, all affidavits. So the Weatherman Underground, Bill Ayers, a history of this movement. I would say that's the genesis of this movement, Bill Ayers. By the way, he's still active. Paul Preston covers him quite a bit. I'm not going to get into it here. But Bill Ayers is an evil, evil man. He and his wife, Bernadine Dorn, defrocked attorneys. Still get to teach in universities. Explain that one to me. They should be in prison for armed robbery that went wrong with Weatherman Underground, in which they were associated. This is what led to their losing their law licenses. But these people are bad, 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 bad people. And when you say, who's the deep state? You now have some names to put on this. And Larry paid for this with his life for revealing this. Jorah Pyle paid for this with his career for exposing this, the former sheriff of Maricopa County, the last decent sheriff we've had. So when we take a look at this, what does it add up to? What does it come down to in its finality? The infrastructure is set, 39.4, to take you. They can use medical martial law. They can use anything they want. But what they'll do is they take you to a camp. And on the legislation, the administrative policies of the Army, FM 39.4, they have details. How many people will be in a barracks? Who will be in charge? When will they eat? Where will they eat? What about human waste? You know, there's one thing that was missing in FM 39.4, and it's glaring. If you're going to incarcerate large amounts of people over a long period of time, even if you're not executing them, even if you're not committing genocide, isn't it reasonable to assume that you're going to have some deaths, heart attacks, accidents, and so forth, right? There wasn't one word in FM 39.4 about disposal of dead bodies. Not one word. And I think that's very telling. So when we take a look at this information, this isn't conspiracy theory stuff. These are public documents that are readily available. They tell you what they're going to do. And the fact that the gas and the guillotines came in at about the same time, you can believe in coincidences if you want. We don't have a direct cause and effect relationship here, but we certainly have guilt by association, and the timeliness of it is very suspicious. These people that are behind the takeover of this government using the Biden minions, they are not going to let you continue to do what you are doing. There'll be no resistance. And when you step back and start looking at 15-minute cities and CBDC and all that that means, I think you can see these things that we identified 12 and 14 years ago. And people said, okay, that'll never happen. I think you can see now what was lying dormant at one time is now becoming operationalized. I think J6 was the beta test for the manifestation of this. By the way, some word in on J6. Word is they're arresting 2,000 more people. Good luck if you were there. We'll see you back here next time. God bless. Thanks for joining us.
Hello, everybody. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show, and Doug Thornton, host of the American Vindicta Show. Doug is coming up on a training here we're going to talk to you about too as we get into the show. And I highly recommend that people do this, but we'll get to that in just a minute. We have an interesting show for you. We're going to cover a number of topics, they're important, and things are accelerating towards World War III. I think that would be a good summary statement of where we are going, we're really glad to be with you. Before Doug and I get started, though, we want to help you preserve your nest egg. The commercial deposits in banks are down 50% so far in the first quarter of 2024, and under the Dodd-Frank Law 2010, these banks have every right under the illegal unconstitutional law to declare you an unsecured creditor and take your nest egg. They could take your retirement if it's connected to the bank. They can take your bank account. Well, Noble Gold can preserve your nest egg. They'll extricate the funds as much as you want, and particularly your retirement, away from the bank. They'll back it with gold. You control it. They can't touch it. And you have one big level of protection that nobody else has. I am a customer of Noble Gold. So when I give this warning, I can do it in good conscience, knowing you're not going to have to worry about it. All investments are inherently risky, and past performance has nothing to do with future expectations. Okay, now, having said that, I sleep better at night knowing that I am reasonably well protected. I don't think we can be 100%, but Noble Gold is who I absolutely trust. I've been a customer for 6 years. I've been an advertiser for six and a half. I think that speaks to where I'm at. How do you get information? Well, give them a call during business hours, 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. 5347. Doug, let's do this before we jump in. You're doing a training, and by the way, I posted your notice of change on your training on my website, and I got some good comments on Rumble, and I got some good comments across the board on various things on that. People said this is awesome, and all the locations, and so tell people real quickly about your training that's coming up, where people can prep for the social chaos that's coming.
the inevitable collapse.
Yeah, exactly.
So the next training is actually here just a couple days. If you still want to join in March and come and join us out at Ready Made Resources, Telco Plains, Tennessee. It is $850 for this course. This is a 4-day course. It starts on Thursday, ends on Sunday. We do nighttime, daytime training. We do a lot of CQB training, also known as MOUT training, for those of you veterans out there. We've trained veterans. We've trained active duty law enforcement. We've trained people that are 18 years old to in their late 70s. We train men and women. We train anyone who shows up. I'm shocked at how many people don't show up for training, but at the same time, it's their own prerogative. Look, man, you got to understand this. If you don't know how to use the weapon properly, and if you don't know tactics and you don't know how to deal with people, and you're a complete spaz and new at using weapons, or you've never had to use anything in a defensive posture before, it wouldn't hurt you to take this type of course. You're not going to get invaded by paper targets. Paper targets aren't going to kick down your door. All right. And you can watch all the videos you want on YouTube about training, but until you get in there and you do it, sure, it's completely different. So we invite anybody of any skill set to come out, even if, you know, you're a hardcore dude and you've been in the military and law enforcement, you just want to bust the rust off of tactics, or you want to see a new approach to it, come out and see us. We welcome anybody. We welcome families. There's a big thing. I always push for families to come out. This weekend, we got a guy with a bunch of his kids are coming out. That way, you know, the kids can see how dad's handling things. We strongly suggest for couples to come out, married couples come out. So it's a big family environment. You know, it's a time to fellowship with your fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. You can, you know, meet new people. You know, you can interchange ideas, see the type of stuff that we wear, all the type of gear that we have. We overview people's gear as well that they bring, their tactical guns, their tactical vests, their tactical belts, all those setups. We will go through it with people and try and make it more applicable to you, or tell you what's crap and what's good. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. I'll tell you what's crap. So, you know, our goal here, Dave, is to get people as best prepared as possible. The rest of the training for the rest of the year is $600. And those are for our 3-day training courses. We'll have a training course in April that'll be out near Lake Whitney, Texas, which is about an hour and a half to 2 hours south of Dallas-Fort Worth. The information will be on our website, which is www.vindicta.com. If you want to, you can contact us through the website, or you can contact me at AmericanVindictaShow.com for any more information.
Sounds really good. We're going to do a little training locally ourselves too, but I want to get out to one of yours. It's just a matter of me taking care of some of the stuff that's going on with me health-wise, but I want to get out to that too and convey my respects to the Griswold family. I know that they're at Teleco Paines, and they do a great job with ready-made resources, and I just wanted to give them a shout-out. Of course, you know, we lost Bob Griswold recently and fought a brave battle with cancer. Great loss to the Patriot community and to us personally. But that's who is at Teleco Paines, and you won't find better people. You will not find better people. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we have a lot to get to today. First of all, Doug, I had real strong reactions, and I've even done some mini podcasts on the State of the Union address because it was so outrageous. What's your biggest takeaway from Soto? What would you say?
Well, I'll say that Joe Biden had the same type of State of the Union this year as he did last year.
It's true.
It's unhinged. He's a geriatric pervert who just rambles. I mean, God's sakes, I ramble, but not like this guy.
No,
at least I'm coherent. And this guy, he just said the most random off the wall things. He mumbled 3/4 of his way through that. There's no way you're going to tell me this guy's ready to go to war with Russia. There's no way to tell me that this guy's ready to go to economic war, possibly physical war with China, let alone fix the deficit, which he only hurts. Every 100 days, we earn $1 trillion towards the deficit. Here's what I got, all right? And I watched the State of the Union. It was such a waste of time. But this is what I got. So Biden said he will implement a ban on assault rifles and high-capacity magazines. Real shocker there.
Let me say something about that. I want to correct one thing. Not that correct what you're saying, but how it's being portrayed. He mentioned 9mm. Tell me how a 9mm fits into what he's talking about.
Oh, he said this guy's such a jackass. He said that a 9mm will blow your lungs out of your back. Look, we're talking about people who are detached from reality. The guy that he selected to be the ATF director, he doesn't understand the difference between a clip and a magazine. Where the hell? Okay. This is a magazine. This is an extended magazine for extended fun. This is a magazine for a pistol. A clip, which we would call a stripper clip, is a little piece of metal that'll hold 10 rounds on it of, you know, whatever type of rounds it is for the rifle. And that gets typically punched down into the chamber of the rifle into an internal kept magazine well. All right. This is a magazine, Director of ATF, you idiot. These are the people that he's putting in power. It's not, the people that he's putting in power are communists. Matter of fact, they're communists. They're hardcore leftists. They're communist socialist sympathizers, if anything. These are people who are put into elements of power and in stages of a pyramid, right? Joe's at the tippy top, or let's say Barack is. And then here's Joe. And then down that power triangle, we have people who are put into certain places of legislation to get legislation passed. And that's it. That's why they're put there. They're put there because their buddy's boss is their buddy's boss is their buddy's boss, and everybody takes orders from on high. These are not free thinking people. They're drones.
Well, they're
told.
They're partners in wokesterism. That's what they are.
They're partners in constitutional crime, that's for sure.
That's true, no question.
Yeah, and let's add into this. I know we've talked about it before, but Joe says that he wants to ban assault rifles and high capacity magazines. That's everything I have in this room. That's this lovely guy right here. So a couple weeks ago, December, January time, we also learned that the Senate introduced a bill that they want to ban, make a felony, the ability for people to get trained by yours truly or anyone else like them.
Correct.
So ask me, Dave, Doug, why do you think they want to ban assault rifles, high capacity magazines, and they don't want you to be able to train? Oh, by the way, they want to get rid of the militia as well. And if you're going to get training, you have to go to one of the federally approved training centers for the people to train you.
Where they use approved. Squirt guns. Yeah, squirt guns are in order, right?
No, it's where not only is your name going to be documented for the training.
True.
But who do you think's training you? If the free people like me who are veterans cannot train the free people who are not veterans or also other veterans, but instead you have to go to a federal entity in order to get training, who do you think you're being trained for? What doctrination are you getting trained into? All right. I just teach people how to be safe with guns and how to use tactics properly. We don't teach anything else besides that, except for, you know, good old Americana and Jesus Christ. After that, if you go to this government, could you imagine the ATF, the FBI, the Department of Justice, all getting those orders from Barack Biden, and they say, hey, you're going to train this next group of people, and they're going to be what? My next group of people that is, what was it that Obama said? A civilian defense force
just
that's
as strong,
just as big, just as strong, just as well funded as the U.S. military.
Yep.
Oh, isn't that interesting that now we want to make all the illegals coming in? Hey, you want to be an American citizen? Sign right up for the military, despite your felonies, despite how many times you've come here, despite your ties to terrorism, besides your gang affiliations. Come on over here. We'd love to teach you how to do things Hamas did to the people in Israel. Yeah, people, you better get trained. But hey, to each his own. All right. He blamed Trump and the Republicans for pretty much everything. He also called Trump a Nazi. I mean, these people.
It's amazing. That's amazing. In a State of the Union address, you do that.
Yeah. I mean, like, what about helping people? You know, what about the actual economy and American citizens needing help? No, we'll just take a stab at my political opponents, whom he is also attacking his political opponents. He didn't want to mention that. He wants to legalize the illegal immigrants. Which, by the way, if you haven't noticed a trend curve, there's a trend curve that's showing that it's getting harder with interest rates to buy vehicles, to get loans, and to buy houses. But for the illegals, there is not.
Why? How does that happen?
Well, for one thing, you're going to piss everybody off. Let's just go ahead and throw that one out, right? The other thing is, these are the citizens that they want. They want these kind of citizens. They want people who come from third world countries who will accept pennies onto the dollar, where we say, hey, look, you're going to pay me a fair, balanced paycheck based off of my skills, all right? So whatever it is, man, if you're a construction worker to, you know, an engineer to a software designer, whatever, law enforcement, security, flipping hamburgers as a teenager, you know, doctors, teachers, there's a set value depending on what state and area that you go to, what you're getting paid. And so you have a living standard based off of that. These guys, their living standard was $1 a week.
Yeah.
Or less. $1 a week or less. So now they're being given tens of thousands of dollars. In New York, they got a $10,000 credit card that they don't have to pay back. Raise your hand if you want $10,000 from the federal government that you don't have, they say you don't have to pay us back. That'd be great. It'd be awesome. I wouldn't take it, but it would be awesome because I don't trust the government at all. But for one thing, it's going to hit us even harder in inflation. It's then, can you imagine this? Those hardworking American families who say, hey, man, that's a nice piece of land, got a barn, got some horse stalls, got a nice big field out in the country. That's where I'm moving to because everyone else has lost their damn mind. Oh, can't because the illegals got there first. Now, what's that going to cause? That's going to cause tribalism. That's going to cause division. And then you're going to eventually have people that are going to commit crimes based on this. It's predictable. This is absolutely predictable. All right. So he wants to keep the LGBTQ pedophilia books in schools. That kind of shows you where he's at, right? All right. The books that everybody's saying, hey, look, this disgusting book with you know, all the child perversion stuff on it, pedophilia stuff, or child sexualization stuff. He wants to keep that in school from kindergarten to college. All right. That's your president. That's your president, guys.
Don't forget about CRT. Paul Craig Roberts wrote an article that's really, I need to call attention to. It's up on the website, thecommonsenseshow.com. And what Paul said was really interesting. He said, Western nations are attacking white people. And this goes along with this plan, too. The CRT to divide kids along racial lines, victims, victimizers. White people are evil. They're always out to victimize black people. By the way, the LA Times had an article this morning. You're not going to believe this, Doug. They said it's impossible for a black person to be a racist. Can you believe that?
Yeah. Look, I just had this this very lengthy, lovely conversation with a white supremacist who wanted me to join his new white tribe.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, I posted it. It's on my YouTube video, on my YouTube channel, if anyone's interested. It'll also be on Rumble, sorry. But, you know, once again, what spirit is there that we're struggling with? We're struggling with the spirit from Satan and his fallen angels that is here to try and turn man against one another. Brother versus brother. What does Matthew 24 say? Ethnos versus ethnos. Mm-hmm. Yep. Kingdom versus kingdom. Prophecies being fulfilled. So one of the things that we also need to harp on real quick before we move on is don't let your heart be hardened during this point in time with whatever you're seeing in the media, with whatever you're seeing from the freaking news, with whatever you're hearing from. I'll even go as far to tell you this. You should know statistics in your area and the crime that's in your area. However, your heart shouldn't be hardened towards a person. The average majority of people of all races and all creeds don't hurt people. It's a small percentage of people. With other people, it's a larger percentage of violent crimes. I'll say this. With black people, there's a higher percentage of violent crimes with black on black crime, and then black on white crime, black on Hispanic crime, and then black on Asian crime. All right. That's FBI statistics. That's nothing new. However, more crime is committed in America by white people. Why is that? It's because the general population is white. So who's worse? The crowd that is a little bit more violent towards everybody, or the crowd that is generally breaking more laws and more criminality just because of population. Which one are you going to come across with first? It doesn't matter. You know why it doesn't matter? Because if you walked around every day judging people based off their skin tones and statistics, you're going to drive yourself to paranoia and you're going to drive yourself mad. You're going to corrupt your spirit. And very soon, that little door that you just opened up called racism, a lot of little things are going to flood in and you ain't going to be walking right with the Lord. So stop that. Stop that. Pray for people. If you are on your phone, all right, and you're watching the news so much that it's starting to piss you off and you're starting to think sideways about certain people, you need to get off your phone. You need to get off your phone and you probably, hello, extended magazines, and you probably need to get into this. You probably need to get into your Bible, all right? So that's what we'll say about that. You want to move forward?
No, I think the Bible comment is great. I want to just make one comment there. We are in more of a spiritual warfare than we are a physical warfare. But unfortunately, Doug, you have to meet the enemy on the battlefield in which they're residing. So you can pray and you can stay in the spiritual world, ask for God's divine guidance, the intercession of the Holy Spirit. But we still have to meet these enemies in the physical realm.
Yep. Jesus does say, sell your cloak and buy a sword. Mm-hmm. It is highly recommended for you to defend yourself or walk around with a big bow on you. And just say, like, free gift to criminals, right? See which one, you know, which one works for you
just,
first.
Just like a department store in San Francisco, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to the hot mic issue here with Germany. This is very serious.
Well, before we go there, this is also going to play into it. Biden said that he wants to deploy our Navy to the port of Gaza to deliver aid. That is being set up. That's a setup.
Is this the basis of a land-based invasion somewhere?
No, I think it's going to be a setup for that vessel to be attacked.
False flag setup?
I mean, false flag setup or idiot setup. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, there's false flag setup, obviously. The false flag is we're going to put our great big Navy vessel right next to an active war zone with people who don't want us there, with through an area of people who want to kill us. And then we're going to park it right at the beach and have a floating dock. And we're going to provide aid. You mean to tell me an RPG is not just going to sling out of nowhere and hit it, or some sort of rocket? Yeah. I mean, you mean to tell me that, you know, nobody's going to take pop shots at it or at the sailors? Of course they are. You can see this a mile away. Of course they are. So this guy's setting us up for another intervention within the Middle East. If anything, it may be interesting. This may be how you get U.S. troops, boots on the ground, to hit that part of the Middle East and to set up another base.
I agree. Okay. Are we ready to go to the hot mic in Germany?
Here, let me hit these other things real quick. He wants a two-state solution. He wants to tax the billionaires 25%. You know, the people who typically make all the jobs. He wants to ban AI voice impersonation and more. He didn't go into the "and more" part. He wants to ban technology from going from our allies to being sold to China. He also wants to raise the minimum wage, the teacher's wage. He wants to pass the Equal Act for Transsexualism. He said that transsexuals, I am your friend. I have not forgotten you. He never mentioned anything about the Marines that were killed in Afghanistan. He never mentioned anything about the people that are hurt along the border. If anything, the young lady was recently killed by another illegal immigrant, invader, a criminal. He laissez-faire said, oh, yeah, it's real tragic what happened to this person. And then he waxed poetically for a second about his old son, Bo, who did not die in war, did not die violently, and said, yeah, I feel sorry for your parents. I lost my child, too. And then he said, but what about all the millions or thousands of immigrants who are dying on the border because they're coming over the border? Like, I don't care. I mean, it's terrible, you know. But don't do it. There's an option for you. Don't come across here illegally Don't sell your soul to the cartel or to the Chinese or whomever else through the Darien Gap that you got it. Stay in your country. Go to another country. Stay in Mexico. But instead, somebody, the Democrats, and now the Republicans, are funneling them up into our border. And now we're going to have to deal with it. Oh, yeah. The tax the rich proposal, he said, would help suffering American families. If we taxed, he said, out of all the billionaires there are in America, if we tax them all 25%, that would bring in $200 billion a year that we can use to help American families, while at the same time sending $200 billion to Ukraine that could have been used to help American families.
I have no comment.
These people are, the people
logic,
are evil.
But the logic is devoid. There's no substance to linear thinking here that makes any sense.
Mm-mm. No, and of course there's no linear thinking. He didn't write this. He's just saying it. He's just the stooge. He's the scapegoat, and he knows it. So, I mean, look, man, they said nothing about the grid, about the infrastructure, said nothing about going back and creating more jobs in America. What did he say? There's going to be less jobs in America because we're going to let the illegal immigrants have it. There's going to be less housing because the illegal immigrants are going to have it. You know, oh, and by the way, you're not going to be allowed to have guns, but we're going to give the illegal immigrants guns.
Tell us about that.
Well, I mean, this is a proposal from a couple of weeks ago, but the proposal is to allow illegal immigrants to become law enforcement officers, even though they have, you know, no prior training, no education standards based off of what law enforcement has to have. I don't understand what the equivalence of what they're going to need to be a law enforcement officer, but you're going to give them a gun, so then you have no idea who these freaking people are.
Okay.
So yeah, it's a lose-lose situation for us. But don't worry, Trump will come and save the day. So everyone thinks. You know, just a segue.
Oh, wait a second. I want to challenge that last statement. You don't think if Trump managed to get in the White House that things wouldn't markedly improve?
I think some things would. Yeah, I think some things would.
Like what? What do you think Trump would? How would he have an impact on this if he were president?
Well, the economy would have an impact.
Exactly.
That's the first thing. Trump's good at that. The economy would have an impact. He would give, I think he would give more rights back to the people, which the thing is, you don't need to give rights to the people. We have all the rights that we're supposed to have vis-a-vis the Constitution. What you need to do is get rid of the illegal regulatory systems and all these unconstitutional laws and policies and yada, yada, yada. Get rid of that. So if Trump came in and he just took a list of these are all the executive decisions that Joe Biden decided to do as president, and I'm going to null and void every single freaking one, because Joe Biden had put forth more executive directorates than any president in U.S. history, as if we're still accurate in that. Yeah, get rid of every one of them. Get rid of all of them. I don't care if they were beneficial or not. This guy did nothing but hurt us. Donald Trump can go, hey, look, this one was good for the American people. I'm going to make an executive order and sign it, Donald Trump and ex-nay you, Biden. That's how we do this, in my mind, properly without bloodshed. The problem is that they're not going to do it without bloodshed. They're not going to let this guy get in without a fight. And they're not. And if he does get in, if there is an election, I know our listeners go back and forth, there's going to be no election. You guys are insane. We read your comments, people, and some of the stupid shit you say. But you know that Doug and Dave are delusional. There'll be no election. There will be an election, unless there's a war. And even if there is a war, there can still be an election
or civil war.
Or a civil war. Even if there's a civil war, there can still be an election.
There was, you know, in 1864. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, people don't understand this. Most people, for one thing, don't understand war. War doesn't mean from the West Coast to the East Coast, we're lobbing missiles at each other. A civil war has to do within little pockets of resistance all over the country, and they eventually grow into from a local matter to a district matter to a regional matter to a statewide matter, and then states are now interstate conflict. That's how that works. The whole country is not going to do it. Now, if they decide to take the power out, yeah, there won't be an election. There will not be an election. I mean, even if the quote aliens come out of the sky and Tim Albarino is surfing on one of the UFOs, we're still probably going to have an election.
Oh, Tim, we're just kidding. We're just kidding, Tim.
Hey, I give Tim a hard time every
Oh, I
chance I
know.
get.
We love Tim. Oh, that's funny. I could
But
see
this is
him
the thing.
surfing. That's
This
a good image of Tim, though. That
Tim of the Jungle, man. But
Oh.
look, there's still gonna have we're still gonna have these social, economic, and political problems. They're not going away. They're not gonna go away. So I don't have a crystal ball. I don't see the future. I mean, yeah, could we get nuked and everything goes away overnight?
Sure.
Maybe. But I don't want to think in that direction because
That's
then
not
I limit
biblical, though.
myself.
I don't see that coming. If we're at end times, we may or may not be. I think we are. But if we're in end times, us getting nuked into oblivion at this point in time is not biblical.
Hey, you know what? Even if it is, to die is gain. So if we all die, I know where I'm going. I know where me and my kids and family are going. So
I'll join you.
whatever, man.
I'll
Yeah,
join
to
you.
die is gain. I
We'll
don't.
take our families together.
Yeah, I refuse to live my life in fear of the what ifs and the what about this and the what about isms. Look, man, live your life day to day. Worship the Lord. Go to work. Do the things you need to do to enjoy your life. Spend your time with your spouse and your kids and improve upon yourself every day. What more can you really do? Can you really control? If you let all this other crap, even the crap you and I talk about, if you let all this stuff control you and your emotional state and like your spending habits are based off the things that you watch and you ride that the little adrenaline line, that dopamine line. Oh, they said something about nuclear weapons. Time to go to Amazon and start looking up stuff for prepping. There's plenty of you people out there like that. Don't
I'll
lie to
just
me.
build a bunker next to Zuckerberg. By the way, did
Yeah.
you catch Zuckerberg's quote? I can't let this go. He said in an interview, I used to be human.
You know what? If there is a chance for lizard people, it's Zuckerberg.
You're on a roll today, man. You got Tim surfing on a UFO and you got lizard people. Okay, look at what he's implying there to me is he's saying he's now transhuman. He's no longer human. He's made the switch.
You know, what's crazy is that Mark Zuckerberg has the money to turn himself into Batman. Literally, I'm being completely serious when I say this. He has the money to make himself into a super soldier, and who is going to stop him? Now, obviously, for all you comic nerds, Batman's not a super soldier. I get that, but he's still the greatest detective in the world. But he has the ability to turn himself into, human 2.0. I mean, you mean to tell me a guy worth, what is he, $100 billion or whatever, that he doesn't have a whole team of nerds around him with the CRISPR-9, laboratory stuff playing around with his DNA? Look, these guys, the eventuality is to get rid of the chance of any disease. That's the first thing. They want to extend their life, right, Dave? That's the first thing. They want to extend their life, get rid of any chance of disease or cancer. From there, it's strengthening the body. It's speeding up the receptors of the mind. All right. Elon Musk is going to provide that soon by putting a freaking laptop inside your head. So, these will be the first people who get it. And they'll build an entire support system around their capabilities. And then what you and I, they'll want to force on us will be the crap stuff. It's like the movie Elysium.
Yeah.
Anyone ever seen the movie Elysium?
Yeah.
Dude, If there could ever be a dystopian future, Elysium is about as close as we're going to get right now. I think it's Elysium. But yeah, we can let's go to Germany wanting to start World War III with Russia.
Yeah, we've got about 15 minutes. Do your time check because my timer is malfunctioning. What do you got?
Mine's going to be probably whatever yours is.
Mine's malfunctioned. I'm not showing anything. I have a general time down. I did. If we don't have it, that's okay. We'll add a little bit. But I think we've got right now about 14 minutes left. Okay, let's go to Germany. Let's squeeze that in as our last thought for this show because this is huge. And by the way, I want to say this as a precursor to what you're going to say about Germany. Germany couldn't fight their way out of a wet paper bag right now because of what they've done to their military. It won't be Germany that's carrying the fight. It might be Germany that provokes something. It might be Germany that opens their big mouth and provokes Putin. But Germany can't carry a war to Russia. They're not capable.
Well, Germany can't do it because they don't have the economy for it.
They don't have the manpower anymore either. They stripped down their military to unbelievable lengths. But anyway, go ahead. Talk about the hot mic issue. What's going on?
So I haven't got to find anything on this yet. So I mean, do your due diligence. But there's a hot mic discussion that's going on where you have members of NATO states, to include Britain and also Germany and now France, who want to invade into Ukraine and then also into Russia. Germany's the latest one on it. Germany's saying that they actually want to do a direct invasion into, I guess, like the southern part of Russia. Britain is now admitting that they're the ones who are helping sink all the boats in the harbor of Crimea. And then France says that they want to join with Poland and put troops in western Ukraine and then march all the way to eastern Ukraine and start fighting. So I mean, it's a NATO war. It's an absolute NATO war. It's a complete overreach of what they should be doing right now. And the thing that I kind of sit back and I ask with this little bitty alliance is what will take US intervention, or will this be strictly like a NATO UK European Union invasion into Russia? Of which, even with all their defenses together, I just don't think that they'll put much more than a dent in Russia. I really don't.
I agree with you. If they don't think that Putin hasn't hardened, but I started reporting in 2008, Putin was preparing to go to war in the North Pole, and we had real good evidence for that. And so to use that and extrapolate it across the board for Russian defense, if he's worried about fortifying the North Pole, okay, then he's obviously fortified his own country. So I totally agree with you. What they're talking about is just getting the war started because they want the war to start for depopulation purposes.
This is a statement from a UK official, Lord Kim Derrick, a former British ambassador to the US and Prime Minister's National Security Advisor. Quote, "If I were an official in any Prime Minister's office around Europe, I would be commissioning the experts in government to start doing some contingency thinking about how a NATO without the United States would look and function just in case." Now, what they're talking about is the United States potentially leaving NATO, which I don't think we'll ever leave NATO. I don't believe Trump would ever do that. But it also means that we may not respond to those NATO states if they choose to pick a fight with Russia. So let's chew on that before we leave. If Trump gets elected, would he allow the U.S. to have any type of intervention should the Europe states pick a fight with Russia and actually
That's
get into a conflict?
exactly where my mind went on this too. It would be a Trump intervention. We're not going to go along with NATO and provoke Putin. I think the US would probably become more, they wouldn't be a participant, but I think they would be neutral as much as they could be. So I agree. The US under on Trump will not attack Putin.
No, I don't think they will. I don't think they will. And we'll have to save all the rest of this for the next show. So, yeah, that's all we got, ladies and gentlemen. Dave, you want to lead us out?
We got a little more. We got a little wiggle room here. We got a few more minutes, and I wanted to hit more of this hot mic issue because the Crimean Bridge was big. That's all part of this hot mic issue. And see, this isn't hot mic, Doug. These are deliberate releases designed to provoke, to get conflict. They're calling it hot mic, but it's not hot mic. And Putin's response, and I want to get your response to this. He said a week ago, had the Crimean Bridge been taken down like Germany had done in this quote hot mic issue, we would have nuked the United States. We would have hit them with a nuclear weapon. He didn't say where or how big a nuclear weapon, but he did say it. Do you think he's doing that because he sees the U.S. as the head of NATO, or what's his motivation for responding that way? How do you see Putin in this?
Well, the way Putin describes things is everything that's happening to Russia right now negatively is being orchestrated by the United States government, and then the de facto people who are actually carrying out the orders would be Ukraine, France, Germany, Britain, so on and so forth, Poland. So, and it seems in Russia's opinion, or at least in Putin's opinion, that he would rather cut the head off the snake. Now, he's not going to nuke Detroit. He's probably not going to nuke New York City. Oh, God, I don't know. New York City gets destroyed in every science fiction movie. He's probably not going to hit Texas or anywhere Midwest or any other city besides the continuity of government areas, which would be Greenwich. That would also be, or is that Greenbrier? I think it's Greenbrier. So Greenbrier, then it would also be Denver. It'd also be possibly an area somewhere in New Mexico. We were not going to talk about that.
How about
And
NORAD? How
then,
about NORAD and Coral Springs?
oh yeah. They're going to get hit. Colorado is going to get hit with multiple nukes. So yeah, that's going to suck for you. And then, yeah, DC is going to be annihilated. Virginia will probably be annihilated. You know, I mean, but if you're going to fire nukes and you know nukes are going to come right at you, not just from America, but probably also from your most closest allies, and you're going to nuke our closest allies as well. And this is where we talk about mutually assured destruction, and it's not going to happen.
Sure.
It's not going to happen. I just don't see it. Maybe a limited nuclear exchange between Russia and Ukraine by tactical nuclear weapons, but by ICBMs, I just don't see it happening, man.
I agree. I think Putin's response will be measured.
Yes,
Yeah, it
it
won't
always
be,
is.
yeah, it won't be all out.
It's always measured. It's always measured. It's precise. It's well thought out. Sometimes it's not well carried out by his people. I believe we have a far superior fighting force, even in France and even in Britain. But you know, to say that, you know, he's going to nuke the U.S., I severely doubt that. This is a man who postures quite a bit, just like everybody else postures quite a bit. What Putin does not have going for him, that we do, is that we have member states that are right there next to his borders who can carry out these operations, operatives to carry out operations. Instead, what Putin does have is the ability to do cyber crime, cyber warfare, and terrorism. So there'll be a tit for tat. I just don't know what that looks like yet, but he'll reach out and touch us if we do anything likewise.
Yeah, I agree. He's not going to take it, but he is a very much a measured response person. I totally agree. Well, we're going to do a part two follow-up on some of these issues, and we got more to add, but we're going to hold it here, ladies and gentlemen. So on behalf of the American Vindictor Show and Doug Thornton, I'm Dave Hodges. Make sure you check out Doug's training, and we've got a posting on our website about it as well. And also to make sure you take care of your financial needs. Go to Noble Gold at 877-646-5347, and we will see you back here again next time.